This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. USDA published the March Cattle on Feed report on Friday, March 20th, and with the cattle industry in a pattern of low supply and continued high demand, the report can offer clues on the industry's direction. We will hear more from USDA livestock analyst Michael McConnell next.
Farmers, stay on top of your local market with Basis Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every day, we bring you the latest corn and soybean cash prices from inland grain elevators and river terminals across Iowa. Get the prices you need to make the best selling decisions, no matter where you are in the state. Basis Matters connects you to the numbers that matter most to your farm. Tune in every weekday only on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network and make informed grain marketing decisions with Basis Matters.
USDA livestock analyst Michael McConnell provides the numbers of cattle in feedlots on March 1st.
Overall, our feedlot inventories remain about on par with where they were a year ago. Placements were actually up year over year during February, which that's the first time that's happened since March of 2025.
He notes that last year at this time is roughly when the effects of closing the Mexico border for feeder cattle imports due to the New World screwworm started to impact the numbers.
Relatively speaking, from a broader perspective, placements are still relatively low by historical standard. It continues the trend of still relatively tight inventories of cattle outside feedlots.
McConnell says that cattle marketings were also light because of high prices for cattle and tightening margins for packers.
One of the responses from the market has been to slow down the pace of steer and heifer slaughter, the number of cattle marketed from feedlots, particularly in the early part of the year, which is typically a seasonally lower period of demand for beef.
He offers more details from the March Cattle on Feed report.
According to the NAS Cattle on Feed report for the month of March, as of March 1st in feedlots with a capacity of over 1,000 head, there was 11.55 million cattle in those feedlots, which is fractionally lower than a year ago. During the month of February, 1.61 million head of cattle were placed in those feedlots, which was 4% higher than a year ago, and 1.52 million cattle were marketed from those feedlots, which is 7% lower than a year ago.
For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those five daily stories to your inbox each day. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.